Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As Elliot Stewart Parks, the reporter for the Eagles for 94WIP and, of course, the Go Birds podcast, and he's a Twitter superstar. What's up, Elliot?
What's going on, guys? I can't believe it's the first call of the offseason.
Yeah.
Can't believe it's finally here.
Well, here's the good thing. There's a lot to talk about in the offseason.
There is.
Here's the bad thing. There's a lot that Howie needs to do. And there's a lot of holes to fill, too. It's going to be fun. But let's start with what you wrote a couple days ago on 94WIP, which is, listen, Elliot, we talked for a couple of weeks about, oh, keep Nick Foles, trade Carson Wentz or whatever. All that's over with. Nick Foles isn't coming back. You're not franchising him. You're not keeping him. He's gone. You're letting him go, or you're trying to trade him, whatever it is. But he's not coming back. And Carson Wentz is your quarterback going forward. And you wrote something. You're making your case. So make the case to us right now. How does Nick Foles stay here next year?
So here's the thing. I think you have to look at it in two ways. And with Nick Foles, there's always an emotional aspect from the fans, which is understandable. But if you just look at it strictly from a roster building perspective, there is no denying that this team is in desperate need of a quality backup next year. Carson has ended the season 2 out of 3 years on the bench. In both those seasons, they were in playoff contention, or the backup brought them into playoff contention. So whether it's Nick Foles or somebody else, the need for a backup quarterback is probably the top need on this roster when you consider your franchise quarterback's injury history. So if you accept that as a need, there's no denying Nick Foles is the best option there. I mean, whether it's, you know, you pick up his option for $20 million, whether it's he hits a free agency market and you pay him a little less, I just think bringing Nick Foles back has to be a priority for this team, because the way they got to where they are was investing in the quarterback position. They traded up for Carson. They paid Nick big money. To stop doing that now, I think, would be breaking the blueprint of what's made him so successful since Howie got back.
There's no way both quarterbacks are back next year.
I agree. I'm just saying this is what I would do.
How would you do it?
Well, let me ask you, Ike, why don't you think both should be back?
Because I don't think Nick Foles wants to be here. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I think he understands that Carson is the starting quarterback here, and that's the way it's going to be, and the only way he's going to play is if Carson is injured. And I don't think he wants to waste this time of his career when he's probably at his peak right now as far as teams wanting him and where his value is in the NFL as a starting quarterback in this league. He's not going to want to waste that sitting behind Carson Wentz waiting for him to get injured and then to have to deal with the whole uncomfortableness of whose team is it? Is that? Hey, like he doesn't want to do that, man. This guy wants to go play for someone else. Now, if there's nothing out there available for him, would he come back then? Quite honestly, Elliot, I think he would retire before he came back.
So I disagree with that. So I do think that he'll get out there, and after talking to him in the locker room the final day of locker clean out, I think he'll get out there, and I don't think he'll like what he sees. This idea that there's going to be a lot of homes for him, I personally don't think is true. I mean, maybe the Giants, if that becomes an opening, but they seem like they're committed to Eli Manning for at least one more year. So I do think if he gets out there and he doesn't find a great job, I think he'd be willing to come back. And as for the awkwardness, it might be awkward for Carson. But honestly, at this point, Carson hasn't earned the right to have his feelings taken into consideration with what he's done the first 3 years. And if you're Nick, it's not going to be awkward for you, because you're going to come back here, you're going to be the backup, and everyone already loves you. So, and I'll also say that last year, there were no issues between Carson and Nick until Carson got hurt. That's when fans kind of turned towards Foles. So you've seen last year that it could work. So I don't see why it couldn't work again.
No, but you know why it couldn't work? Because Carson is completely healthy. He's completely healthy. And so, or he will be completely healthy. Well, I think they got more faith in Nate Sudfeld than you do. And most teams don't have backup quarterbacks the caliber of Nick Foles. They don't, because they don't want to spend as much money on a backup quarterback the caliber of Nick Foles. And I think Carson is going to get a new deal this offseason. So the idea that Nick is going to come back here making more money than Carson Wentz and has a Super Bowl over him and he has to look over his shoulder, the Eagles' number one responsibility is to make life for Carson Wentz as easy as possible. That's why you drafted the guy. Their job isn't to make him as uncomfortable as he can be for some sort of exercise of let's see how tough he is. No, that's not what they're there to do. That's not what you do with quarterbacks.
Why do you think
Jimmy G is in San Francisco? Because Tom Brady was tired of it.
Yeah, but you're talking about Tom Brady. Look, I if you would have talked to me this time last year, I'd agree with you 100%. This team's goal, and really the only way they're going to succeed as a franchise, is if Carson becomes a franchise quarterback. That has to be something that they make happen. Mm-hmm. But the reality is Carson has had 3 years to prove that he deserves unrelenting loyalty. He's gotten hurt twice. And this year, you can certainly make the argument he was hurt for part of the year, and I think he was. But overall, his play was not great. So, I mean, how many years are you going to build this whole thing around Carson? Like, going forward, the team also owes it to themselves to protect themselves against the Carson injury. Like, yeah, he's healthy now, but he's ended the last 2 years. When they've needed him the most, he's been on the bench. So I see your point about trying to make life easy for Carson, but they did that for 3 years. Now you have to protect the franchise's ability to win as well.
They made life easy for Carson for 3 years? Really?
Well, they tried.
You got a short memory, too. This team don't have a Super Bowl without Carson Wentz. So they made life easy for Carson Wentz. They didn't give him any receivers in his rookie year. He had nothing on offense his rookie year. He got him to 7 wins. Last year, he won 11 games, got him in the playoffs, got him home field advantage so that Nick Foles could do what he did in the playoffs. I don't think he would have did that had they been on the road.
Let me ask you this, though. Yeah. If you're so high on Carson, right? Why do you think bringing Nick back will bother? If you're a franchise guy, did that bother you?
Sure it does. What are you talking about?
If you want a Super Bowl,
these guys are fragile. These guys are fragile, man. You act like these quarterbacks aren't sensitive. They are. I mean, we're not talking about a linebacker or a defensive end. They're all sensitive. Why do you think Nick wanted to retire 2 years ago?
I loved how you phrased it. I wrote it down.
They're all that way.
Carson hasn't earned the right for his feelings to be taken into consideration.
From the fans, he hasn't.
I like how Ike named linebackers first, too, by the way.
Sure. I'm just saying, any other position, quarterbacks are different. They have to be treated differently.
And the one thing I will, because I think it'd be problematic to bring Nick back, Elliot, for all the reasons Ike's saying, but what you say about there not being a true market for him, I don't necessarily disagree with you. Dolphins, Jags, Broncos, those three right there, is it possible that both the Dolphins and the Jags, who have high picks, will take a quarterback early, right? Who knows if the Broncos are going to want to get him?
Two things. One, having Nick on this roster was not problematic last year until Carson got hurt. Would you agree with that?
Not at all.
Not at all, right?
Right.
Okay. So that was him coming off a Super Bowl MVP. But two, when you talk about the teams that might want a quarterback, I don't necessarily think that means Nick's going to want to go there. Like, just because they want a quarterback doesn't mean Nick's going to jump at every opportunity. I actually agree with Ike a little in the way of I wouldn't rule out him retiring if he doesn't like what he sees. I just think that the Eagles, just from their roster, not so much what Nick wants to do, just from them building their roster, there is no denying they need a backup quarterback. I like Nate Sudfeld, but he's never taken a meaningful snap in the NFL. So if Carson goes down in week 12, week 11, like he has the last 2 years, and this team is in playoff contention, yeah, maybe Sudfeld comes in and shocks the world, and I think he's talented, but there's no denying Nick is a far better option at backup than Nate Sudfeld is.
Already convinced me, Ike. Bring Nick back as a backup. No, if he doesn't get a starting job, just bring him back. What the heck?
Waste your time with it all you want to. He's not coming back as a backup.
It's a good debate. It's not going to happen.
He's not coming back as a backup.
Elliot, as we start free agency here, what's the most important need for this team if you were going out there? Obviously, we have the draft, but we also have free agency. What do you think the first thing that they take direct aim on? Are they looking at a running back in free agency and the draft? Where would you go?
So running back would certainly be high on my list, but the number one thing I think this team has to figure out is a left tackle position, and that's for two reasons. One, you have to decide if it is Jason Peters. And if it is, I think that's a risk, but at least you know what that is going forward, and you know the salary cap situation.
Right.
But if it's not Jason, releasing him, the Eagles are about $12 million over the salary cap right now. Now, obviously, with Foles probably not being here, they're going to free up $20 million. But Jason Peters also frees up $8 million if you move on from him. So this team has to figure out what they're going to do at that position, because regardless of who's back there, they have to have a strong left tackle because of Carson, because Nick, whoever's back there. Left tackle is probably the most second important position in football, and they have a real weakness there. So they have to figure that out. That's their number one need, in my opinion.
BG,
yeah,
back. What do you think? Yes or no? I know he was giving out hugs to everybody.
Did you get a hug, E?
So I did not get a hug. I felt left out. I left before he started to hug people.
Oh, man.
We can arrange
something for you if you want. I mean, I think Iket said the other day 35% or certainly less than 50-50 that he's back.
Coming back, yeah.
And I agree with his thinking behind it, Elliot. It's just there's going to be a team or teams out there that still place pretty significant value on Brandon Graham. I'm not talking about $50 million guaranteed,
right,
but
nah.
Probably more than what the
probably
Eagles are
more,
willing
yes,
to do.
More than what the Eagles want to give him.
So the counter argument I would make to that, and I agreed with your guys' opinion on that for most of the season. The only thing I'll say is when you look at it now, the Eagles, one of the reasons they've been so successful is their pass rush. And their pass rush, if you take Graham away, is really not what it used to be. I mean, they need Brandon Graham more than you expected at the beginning of the year because of the injury to Derek Barnett and Josh Sweat not really turning into much in his rookie year. Now, that being said, they're only going to commit so much money. But the biggest takeaway I got from talking to Brandon on Locker Room Cleanout Day is he is definitely willing to take a hometown discount to stay here. I mean, he even mentioned something like, you know, if it's $2 or $3 million less, I would stay here. So I think Brandon is not going to bend over backwards, but he's going to work with the Eagles to try to make this happen. And with the Eagles' increased need for him having back, I am more at like 50-50. I'm not really at 35% he's back. I'm much more at like 50-50
really?
That he returns. Yeah.
Well, you gotta look at it this way, too. If they let him walk, they're going to have to pay a replacement to come in, and that guy's not going to be free. They don't have a lot of young players that you can say, well, Derek Barnett can slide right in.
Right.
Derek Barnett's more or less your third guy now. You need to get a second guy.
Well, Derek hasn't proved he can stay healthy either.
Nope. Exactly.
Yeah, he got to stay healthy.
And I'll also say, this team showed last offseason that they're willing to let emotion come into their feelings when they make these decisions. Darren Sproles, Jason Peters. Brandon Graham means more to this organization. I mean, not more than anybody on the roster, but he's pretty close when you take into account how long he's been here, what he's done, how he's first draft pick. So I do think genuinely both sides wanted to get done, which is why I think they're like I said, a 50-50 shot at those.
Elliot, how much of Jason Kelce, the retirement story that came out and then he didn't deny it, how much of that is him thinking about it and how much of that is him saying, well, if you paid me like the top center that I am, I probably wouldn't be thinking about retirement?
Well, here's what I'd say. So the report that came out was that he was likely to retire. That's not true. He's not likely to retire. Jason's at a point in his career, and he's one of the few players on the roster where every offseason you just have to think about it. Doesn't mean he's going to do it. You just think about it. So I think that's what Jason said. But I will say I don't believe Jason has any guaranteed money in his deal going forward.
He doesn't.
And I think, right, and he makes, I think, around his cap hit at least is around 7.5 next year. So he is underpaid. Now, I personally don't believe this is about his contract. That being said, he has every argument in the world for a new deal. So I believe Jason will be back next year and maybe on a new deal. But I think the retirement talk was just overblown with that report.
All right, there he is.
And then the next thing you know, we're going to hear about Jason Kelce signing an extension. You know that's coming, Elliot, at some point
well,
this offseason.
Playing at a high level, unlike when they
oh,
gave
no,
it to
I agree.
Peter. So,
for
yeah.
sure. I agree with you. Quite frankly, I would say he deserves an extension.
Yep.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yep. And you just wait.
Absolutely.
Jason Peters going to get his extension when they try to cut him. He'll be here till 2022.
Exactly.
All right, Elliot. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I didn't get all
right,
my other questions in with you, E. Okay.
We're going to have to
no,
talk
next
about
time we talk to Elliot Shore Park, I don't want to talk to him about Wentz and Foles anymore.
Well, let's talk about that on the phone lines then. 888-729-9494. You know, people would want that. Here's what I'll say about his argument is that there's a decent chance. We keep talking about, oh, he's going to have all these suitors. They may have suitors. He may have suitors that also isn't a perfectly, you're the number one quarterback and we're not drafting anybody and there's no competition. You're the guy. I don't know if he's going to necessarily have that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we're going to find out, man. I mean, right now it's all speculation. I mean, it depends. Will he be a free agent? Because I think that determines how many people are interested. Are the Eagles going to try to find a way to trade him, the way they get something in return? There may be teams out there who can't afford to give up a third-round pick this year. that wanted Nick Foles just through free agency. They're willing to spend the money, but they don't have the picks to give up. So, I mean, it all depends on what teams are interested and whether or not the Eagles are going to be a part of this, or is Nick Foles just going to be a free agent? I think if Nick Foles is just a free agent,
I think he's a free agent.
I think he gets signed.
Ben, if he came back to the nest, Jags weren't interested, Dolphins weren't interested, maybe he got like half a look from another team that was like, well, we're going to draft somebody too.
Comes back 8-8 next year.
Comes back. Elliot's right about needing a quality backup. One more year to make sure.
Oh, I would do it. I'm not going to make any concessions to Nick to bring him back. Like, if he wants to come back and be a real backup, like he's making less than $8 million.
Well, you would have to pay him like the top backup in the league.
Well, that's fine, but he's got to be paid like a backup. I'm not giving him that stupid Chase Daniel contract of $10 million.
No, you pay him as the highest paid backup in the league.
Who the hell gave Chase Daniel $10 million?
That's what we did.
We did?
We gave Chase Daniel an enormous contract.
I think his first name's Howie. I think that's who did that.
He was supposed to start.
At Doug's urging. Like, well, no, he was supposed to be.
Who was supposed to start?
Because remember, almost every move Howie made going into 2016 was really bad. And then almost every move he made going into 2017 was great.
Because Doug wanted him, because he was supposed to be Andy. When Andy brought in Doug, he's supposed to be Doug that Andy brought in.
Like, we forget
and he was equally as good as Doug.
We forget how bad of an offseason Howie had that year. He brought in, what was it, Leotis McKelvin? Who else did he bring in?
That was Jim Schwartz.
That was Jim Schwartz.
Jim Schwartz. He listened to his guys, and he shouldn't have.
Right.
Leotis McKelvin.
Next year he's got Alshon. Next year he had it all figured out.
After all the conversations we've had, if he doesn't find a market as a starter out there and he comes back and he's like, listen, I know this is Carson's team. I'm here to be a backup. I'd love to come back on a one-year contract as a backup. Would you do it? 888-729-9494. Elliot makes a compelling case, Ikey.
Oh, stop it.
888-729-9494. We'll come back. Who's our first Andy Reid tribute guest of the day?
Hugh Douglas.
Oh, Hugh.
On his tribute, he's going to lose Sunday.
Coming up in 20 minutes.
Did Hugh drive Andy crazy? He drove Bill Parcells crazy.
Yeah, Andy just let, and they knew that coming from Bill Parcells.
Did Andy get a kick out of Hugh?
Yeah, they just let Hugh be Hugh. They just let him, Hugh is, he needed medication to keep him focused at time.
Right.
Right? If you don't, then Hugh's off the wall a little bit.
Like coming up at 3:35, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's gotten it under control.
Right.
But back then he could break out on the Rick James song in the middle of a meeting. You don't know.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We come back.
Joker could break out singing Super Freak right in the middle of a meeting, man.
Really?
As if he had headphones on back there.
And what did Jim Johnson say?
Oh, no, Tommy Brazier. That's who he had to worry about. Jim just let his D-line coach handle the D-lineman. Tommy Brazier, ask Hollis about Tommy Brazier some days.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.